Okay, so I'm here with Lee Sutton, Women's Teams Manager. Last pre-season match of the third season. We got beat, but I think we put in a decent performance.
Yeah, to be honest, all the games the girls have always put in 110%, which they do, you know, every season and every game. But the problem we've had this year is a lot of the girls have obviously gone away pre-season, and as fast as some of them are coming back, others are going away. So we've never really had a full squad available for training or the other games.
So there's a lot of holidays disruption, isn't it, rather than sort of like losing a lot to university and stuff like we have done in previous seasons.
That's it, yeah, because obviously we've got some that are teachers and some that are at uni anyway, so they only have sort of like 4 to 6 weeks of a slot for holidays. So obviously you've got some that go to the carnivals and the festivals, yeah, and everything else, so it's been quite hard this season.
So that 4-1 I think was a little bit unfair on us.
Yeah, in fairness, obviously Blackpool worked hard, but to be honest, I think we matched them, or if not, gave them even better. Yeah. But again, because some of the girls are sort of new to it, they just need to gel and obviously bed in. And
like I just heard before, I think we had pretty much just like one bad 5 minutes, and they got three goals, and the match was gone then.
That's it. It's obviously it's football, you know. As soon as you take your eye off the ball, type of thing, then that's it. They're in, and the damage is done. But the girls can put a decent shift in, and to be honest, pre-season, I sort of look at the weaknesses rather than the strengths. The girls are good players, which, you know, we work on during the season for that. But the weaknesses to us really is the fitness. And obviously new players gelling, yeah, with the existing players, and that's where really it sort of let us down at the moment. But, you know, again, every single player that we put on, whether they're old or new, they put a shift in, and they did well.
So the Leafs should have started on the 14th of September against Denton West, but they've already pulled out, I believe.
Yeah, it's an absolute nightmare. The start of the women's football pyramid. They've pulled out, so hopefully now they're going to rejig things, and it's looking like we may have a game on the 7th.
That'd be better. So, really, be better if we can try and keep the 14th clear, because the first team are playing on the 14th, and it'd be better all around for everybody. You can get to both games.
That's it. Obviously, because I go and watch them anyway, so it gives me that little bit of a chance to watch them, as well as to be on the touchline with the girls. But hopefully they'll get it all sorted in the next day or two, and we'll know exactly where we're playing and who. So it should be a good season.
We're starting all our games away from home anyway.
Yeah, because obviously at the moment with Broadhurst Park being put back 4 or 5 weeks, we've got no venue spots, so we're paying £600-700 obviously to play somewhere where we're only going to get half a dozen games. So they've actually, the league have helped us out by making us away, and obviously if we do need to, then we're just going to have to find a venue for the odd game, so hopefully the ground doesn't go any further behind.
Right, super. Let's hope it's good news. Let's next time I'm talking to you, and we can put a win finally in this start of this season.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for your much, Lisa.
Cheers.